sure will. As soon as you pass
Love
it to me.
Okay. Radio.
Right.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Control and he's in charge. I want you all to know that you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm so excited on tonight once again to let you all know that every second Saturday night we have none other than Pastor Ron May. He's on the line standing by getting ready to do, he's going to open up with prayer with us on tonight. I normally do the opening prayer, but I'm asking him to do the opening prayer on tonight. But he's also going to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready, so that you can follow along with Pastor Ron Mee as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. I want you all to, as sisters and brothers in Christ, to come together and touch and agree with me in prayer for the following people. We want to keep our sister in Christ, a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, Sister Tara Doss. I see that she's on the line now, but we know that those of you that have been listening lately know that she is in the St. John Hospital. She suffered a stroke last week, and then they also put a stent in for her to monitor her heart this week. They did that this week, but she's in rehab right now at the St. John Hospital. We want to keep Sister Tara Doss in prayer. We want to keep also Dick and Marvin Cox. You all know that he was a faithful man of God that shared inspirational poems and delivered God's word on this worldwide platform for over the last 5 years. He made his heavenly transition, but his wife, Betty Cox, she also suffered a stroke, but she recently had a fall at home. Now she's also in St. John's Hospital on the Ross. So we want to keep his wife, Betty Cox, in prayer. We want to also keep in prayer my Uncle Jeff Hogue, from Marion, Alabama. We just found out that he has lung cancer. We want to keep him in prayer. Also, we want to keep in prayer my uncle, Malachi. We want to keep in prayer his wife, Lily Mae King, my aunt from Greensboro, North Carolina. He was having heart issues with his heart, but she's now have been found out that she have cancer again. So she's going through radiation and chemotherapy. Sister Lily Mae King, my aunt in Greensboro, North Carolina. My cousin Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. She's also in rehab down in the hospital in North Carolina. And also we want to keep in prayer Sister Essie Tipp from Greensboro, North Carolina. We want to keep these people lifted up in prayer. And all those that we have called off by name, even those that we don't know personally that are sick and afflicted, those that are bereaved, that are, have lost loved ones, we want to keep them all lifted up in prayer on tonight as we get ready to go to God's throne of grace. On tonight, we will, again, I'm going to ask Pastor Ron May very shortly if he would do the opening prayer for us. Once he do the opening prayer, I'm going to come back and give you all the spiritual food for thought. We always have a spiritual food for thought, and I'm going to do that after he do the opening prayer. I want to say, first of all, also, Happy Mother's Day to all mothers on tomorrow. It's a worldwide. It's tomorrow. We're celebrating mothers on tomorrow. Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. Even for those of us that mothers have made their heavenly transition, such as my mother, who made her heavenly transition over 16 years ago. Then my sister, Barbara Curtis, made her heavenly transition almost 9 years ago. So we're going to extend Mother's Day wishes and greetings to all those that have mothers that have made the heavenly transitions as well. But we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers on tomorrow. We're celebrating Mother's Day. So I'm getting ready to go to Pastor Ron May. I'm going to ask him if he would do the opening prayer for us on tonight. And after he do the opening prayer, I'm going to come back and give us our spiritual food for thought. And then we're going to do a short version of a music break song. If you're going to come back, we're going to yield the mic to him to deliver God's word. I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with this awesome man of God as he be ready to share with us another word from the Lord. But Pastor Ron May, if you don't mind, if you would please do the opening prayer for us on tonight, please.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Brown. Let us pray. Our most gracious and holy Father, Lord, we come to you this evening, Lord, and we place before you the sick and the shut in. Those who are grieving from the loss of loved ones. Father, we just ask them right now that you would just send your anointing, that you would send your spirit, Lord, to comfort your people. Your word said, comfort ye my people. And so, Lord, that's what we do on tonight, Lord. We comfort your people. We're asking, Lord, that your word would resonate upon their hearts and in their minds, Lord. And the things that they're going through, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal those that are sick. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal those that are sick. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree right now, I say, body, be subjected to the word of God. The word of God has declared that it is with his stripes that we are healed, and that he prays above all things that we prosper and that we be in health, even as our soul prosper. So, Lord, we declare and decree your word on today for your people. Heal and deliver and make free. Comfort your people where there is the fear of loss and distress and despair, oh God. I ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, anoint us now. Anoint us now. Anoint your people now, Lord. Let them touch you. Let them feel your presence even right now. Move through this radio station, God. Let them hear your voice clearly. Let them hear your voice clearly. I pray, Father, that you would clear away all the chaos and the clutter that is in their minds and in their hearts. I declare and decree healing and comfort and peace and joy and love and prosperity upon your people, oh God. And we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. We all touch and agree with that prayer on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor May, for that prayer. I want to send a shout out real quick to our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. We want to see give a shout out to him and also to the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family and all those that are faithfully tuning in to this worldwide ministry platform by phone, even those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. And thank God he has now opened the doors for prisoners around America to now be able to hear this worldwide platform. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that as well. So even if you are in custody, access to a Bible, we ask you to get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. And all listeners, get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Ron Mee as he get ready to deliver a word from the Lord on tonight. Again, he's scheduled every second Saturday night to deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. I want to make this special announcement. On June the 1st, please mark your calendar. You don't want to miss this. Please mark your calendar. On June the 1st, the first Thursday in June, we have none other than Apostle Darshay. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. She's over the worldwide ministry that ministers to young women and women all across the world. This ministry is now reaching not 182 cities, not 182 states, but they are reaching 100. They are in 182 countries around the world. 182 countries. This awesome young woman of God will be my special guest, delivering God's word on Thursday, June 1st. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God. I don't know about that. We have some noise in the background. I don't know if there's somebody's children. Could you please make sure that we get that taken care of, because we don't want any distractions while the man of God is delivering God's word. I thank you in advance. Also, we want to thank God for we do have Sister Tara Doss on the line. Again, she's in the St. John's Hospital, but I know that she's more, I don't know if she's going to say anything on tonight, but I'm going to do something real quick. Before I would share our scripture proof, I want to check in with someone from North Carolina. Hold on just 1 second. Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Sister Mary Ann King, by chance, is Essie Tutt on the line with you tonight?
Yes, she is, baby.
So, Essie Tutt, we want to let you know that we are definitely praying for you as well, as we said in the prayer, before we open up with prayer. We are praying for you, Essie Tutt.
All right,
and also
thank
Sister
you.
Mary Ann King. You're quite welcome. So stand by so you are going to be blessed by this word tonight from the man of God. Stand by. Amen. So I just wanted to make sure that we had Sister Essie Tutt from Greensboro, North Carolina, on the line so that she could receive this awesome word from the Lord on tonight. But tonight's spiritual food for thought, comes to us saying, and it's a question, and this applies to all of us, me as well. Are you truly loving and forgiving others like Jesus? That's something for us to consider. And it goes for me as well. It's tonight's spiritual proof of thought. Are you truly forgiving others like Jesus? I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take notes that I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry. That being said, we're going to go to a very we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Ron May. And for all of you that have tuned in by way of phone or through social media platforms, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Ron May following this short music break. And then following his message on tonight, I will be opening up the phone lines for anybody that have dialed in. If you have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him a word of encouragement, you would have an opportunity to do so following the message. Enjoy the music break.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could
Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus thought that your life and my life was worth living so much that he came down from glory. He wanted to please our Heavenly Father, our Creator, because God got so mad and angry at one point with mankind that he wanted to destroy man. He said he was sorry that he even made man. Wow. But thank God his son, Jesus Christ, took it upon himself and said he would come down and pay our sin debt on the cross. Thank God for Jesus. While I'm making this announcement, I do want you all to know that. Please, again, mark your calendars. Don't forget what I said about the first Thursday in June, my special guest from Atlanta, Georgia, Apostle Darshay, will be on bringing forth God's word. But also mark your calendar for next Thursday night, May the 18th, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. You all know that he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord every third Thursday night on this worldwide platform. Then on that following Saturday, the 20th of May, we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, will be delivering God's word. And then also on the fourth Thursday, which is Thursday, May the 25th, we have Elder David Bland from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word on the last Thursday of this month, May 25th. Elder David Bland from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word. So right now, we get ready to receive another word from the Lord on tonight from my guest every second Saturday night. Pastor Ron May, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, tonight. Again, we're still praying for the sick and shut in. We're just asking God that he will move by his power and his spirit. Pray that you would pray for me tonight. I'm a little physically tired, a little mentally tired, but we're going to preach anyway. The Bible tells us that we should preach in season and out of season, even when we don't want to do it, when we want to hear and when we don't hear. And so we're just so grateful to God for this opportunity. I thank God for Brother Brown. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that helps us to manage and to do what it is that we're called to do. So just pray our strength on tonight, all right? Amen. Gracious Father, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord, and we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. If you would, go to the book of Mark. Tonight is where we're going to minister from the book of Mark, and we're going to look at verse number 36. I was going to read the whole chapter of Mark, but I'm just going to read Mark 5 and 36. Amen. I want to talk about faith, faith in crisis, and how we are to respond when we have crisis in our life with our faith. And I want to use a few individuals from the Word of God. It's because sometimes I feel like if you're not going through something, you're coming out of something, or you're going into something. And so as Christians, the Bible lets us know that in this life that we're going to have, we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. Trials are some things that are very short term, and tribulations seems like there's something that's long term. But how do we respond as born-again believers? And so we thank God that he gave us the gift of faith. Faith is a gift from God to help us. In challenge, the Bible says, faith then cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If faith cometh, I want us to get that in our spirit tonight. Faith cometh. And so I want to use Jairus tonight, this man in the book of Mark. He was a leader. He was a pastor in the church. He was a spiritual leader, and he had a dilemma that was going on. And the dilemma that was going on with this man, if you read the book of Mark, is that once he came and to Jesus, he was telling Jesus about his little baby. He had his little girl, and she was very sick. She was sick even unto the point of death. I'm paraphrasing. It's because I really want to get us into this mindset of how we're going to respond. I believe in being practical. Pastor May is a very practical teacher. It's because I think once we preach and teach practical things, we are able to place them out in our application of our lives. Your life needs to become the Word of God. It's because you are a born-again believer. So that's why I teach the way I do. I preach the way that I do. I'm always being practical. Amen. So we have Jairus here. And the Bible says in Mark 5, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, there was a word spoken to this man, and this word was a word of despair. Hear me tonight. A word of despair. A word of despair, of complete loss, absence, hope, because his baby was died. His baby had died. The child that he was pleading for Jesus for had died, and he was in a place of despair. But the Lord tells him, don't be afraid, have faith. That's what I want us to have tonight. Write that down. Don't be afraid. I'm going to teach, preach tonight. Don't be afraid, have faith. I know that some of you are right now, and you're in the hospital room, and you think because of things that have happened to others, it's because the diagnosis that have happened to others, because of the difficulties that have happened to others, because of the despair and the disparity that have happened to others, you think that that is for you. But I serve notice on the enemy tonight that that is not your end. Jesus is wanting you to know in the place where you feel despair and complete loss and the absence of hope, there is hope for you. It's because Jesus has heard the word that was spoken to you. I want you to hear me tonight. He has heard the word, and he says, don't be afraid. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us what? Love, power, and that of soundness of mind. And how do you get soundness of a mind? It is because you have decided to listen and hear the voice of your Savior. And he says, don't be afraid. Yes, that's soundness, beloved. When you take a moment to hear and hold on to the word of God. Who am I talking to tonight? I know that you're in disparity. I know that you feel like you're desperate tonight. I know that you're feeling distressed tonight. I know that you feel anxiety and sorrow and pain and agony and anguish. I know that these things are trying to come upon you, but the Lord has said to you tonight, don't you be afraid of this diagnosis. Don't you be afraid of what's being said to you about your life. It's not over. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Spirit. It's not over. It's not over. It's because God can work in your despair. God can work in your distress. God can work in your desperation. Yes, he can. He can work it out for you. No, honey, no. It's not over. It's not an over because you're in harmony with God's word. Let me say it again to you tonight. You are in harmony with God's word. Your faith is going to help you to live the way you're supposed to live. Yes, your faith is going to help you. It's going to help you tonight. It's because it's going to improve your prayer life. Yes, faith will. It will help you. Somebody write that down. My faith is going to help me to improve my prayer life. That's right. I'm going to hear God's word. I'm going to live by God's word. I'm going to move by God's word. It's because it is his word. That's what faith is. It is acting on, write this down, on what I've heard from the Lord. And the Lord has said to you, don't be afraid, have faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's a hope word. That's hope words for you. Don't be afraid. This is Jesus talking. This is not no ordinary person. This is the person that said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. What he has anointed you to do, Jesus, he said he has anointed me to heal your broken heart. He has sent me to open up blind eyes, to heal those who are in distress and in despair and all the other agonies that are in your life. But you got to believe the word of God. I teach this. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is disobedience, not believing what God has said in his word, turning our back on what he says. Don't you be afraid, Jairus. Don't you be afraid, son. Don't you be afraid, daughter. God is speaking to you tonight. So how do I respond in difficulty? How do I respond in challenge? Yes, my faith has to endure. I need enduring faith. I need faith that's being revealed to me by the word of God. Faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith to faith. I believe what you said, God. I'm believing what you said, God. And so in that way, I live like royalty and I work like a slave. Glory to God. That I'm changing my narrative, the way I think, because I'm not afraid. I'm not fearing, for God has not given me a spirit of fear. Who am I speaking to tonight? Who am I speaking to tonight? God wants to change you. Don't be afraid. Just have faith. Don't be afraid. Just have faith. He wants us to move beyond this shadow stuff that we've been doing for a long time. It's not enough for us, beloved, just to quote scriptures anymore. We need to start living this word out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God wants to change this for us. And Jairus was in trouble. People were pushing and shoving and grabbing a hold to Jesus, and Jairus was in a place of despair. And he gets a word that he doesn't want to hear. What's the word? Somebody's gotten a word. Somebody done said something that's been throwing your faith off. Got you not even wanting to come to church no more. Yes. Some of us are sick in our bodies, and we say that's enough. I'm not gonna do it no more. Lord, I'm not gonna do it no more. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You're gonna have to do like the woman with the issue of blood, who had that despair in her life for 12 long years, but she had a faith talk. And some of us need to just have a faith talk. We need to start talking to the word of God in our life. This woman was in trouble, and the Bible says that she begins to talk within herself, and she says, if I could just grab a hold to Jesus, if I could just touch a little bit of his garment, I will be made whole. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who needs to grab a hold to the Lord tonight? Who needs a healing tonight? Who needs some deliverance tonight from the despair that they've been going through? From this hopeless situation that you find yourself in? Glory to God. God wants to change that narrative for you. He wants to shift that thing for you. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit, to minister the way that you gave it to me. Oh, my God. While he yet spake, there came the ruler of the synagogues of the house, a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble thou the master any further? And the Bible says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken. I want you to know tonight that your faith in the Lord can change your narrative. That's get it tonight. Get this tonight. Get this tonight. Oh, my God, whatever loss that you're feeling, whatever sense of hopelessness that you're feeling, whatever situation that seems so bad, there was a woman. The book of Mark, the 7th chapter, talks about this Syrophoenician woman. And she was in trouble. And she came seeking Jesus for help. And she cried unto him, David, the son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible says in the book of Mark that Jesus didn't answer the woman. And when he wouldn't answer her, she got desperate. And the Bible says that she worshiped him. And him speaking with his disciples said, it's not meet to give children bread to dogs. I want you to hear. I want you to understand something. That whatever you're going through, don't think that the Lord is not listening. Oh my God. She begins to make a desperate plea because her daughter, her little girl, is possessed with a demon. And this demon won't let her baby go. I don't know some of us, I don't know if you all have teenage children, but sometimes those children, sometimes they go through so much. They got so much heaviness in their lives. They have the spirit of depression and addiction and abuse, all of these things that are in their lives. Glory to God. But the Lord, when we get into a place of desperation, I want you to see what this woman did in the book of Mark. The Bible says that this woman worshiped the Lord. Mark 7, 24 through 29. She worshiped the Lord. And when the Lord seen the intensity of her worship, glory to God, he responded and said, it's not meet to give the children bread to dogs. And the woman responds in her worship said, she says, truth, Lord. She took the words that God had given her and seen the faith in it. And she said, truth, Lord, but even the dogs will eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Who am I talking to tonight? Yes. God's about to change that for you. He's about to shift these things in your life. He's about to work out the challenges and the difficulties that you have been going through, but you're going to have to get in a desperate place of worship. You're going to have to be consistent in your prayer. You're going to have to be consistent in your devotion to God, in your giving of yourself to God, in your service to God, even in your place of desperation. Yes, we had a person that was in despair, desperation, the feeling of hopelessness, the feeling that things are not, that they're just not possible. But I want you to know that God can deal with any situation. He is greater than any hopelessness. He's greater than any situation. He's better than anything that's bad. God is greater than. Are you listening to me tonight? Yes. Yes. I don't care if your son or daughter is out there on crack cocaine. If they are out there using heroin, you as a mother, you as a father, if you begin to worship and really believe in God in times of crisis, if he just gives you a little word, hold on to that. That's all you need. All you need is just a little bit. Yes, God can use a little bit. Oh, my God, who am I talking to tonight? You said, Pastor May, I'm desperate. My faith seems like it's diminishing. I feel like I'm just doubting. I don't believe that that baby's going to ever get delivered. Yes, sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it be like situations that's bogged down in our lives are never going to get any better. My finances not going to get better. My health ain't going to get any better. Oh, my God, my relationships are not going to get any better. But you got to get in a desperate place. And that desperate place got to lead you to Jesus. And when it leads you to him, you got to start giving him praise. You got to start worshiping him. You got to start giving him the glory. You got to start giving him the honor and say, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to take this little bit. I might just go to church on Sunday. I might just go to Sunday school. But I'm going to hold on to that word until my narrative change. And whatever little bit you got, it's going to be the truth for me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight, yes, I'm in a desperate place. The Syrophoenician woman was in a desperate place. Her baby, her circumstances were being attacked. Sometimes our circumstances, our situation, our home, our peace is trying to be disrupted. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you're in a desperate place. And if you were behind the prison walls and tonight it seemed like your case is not going to get any better, I serve notice on the enemy. Just take a little bit of what God says. And I know that you can have peace in the midst of a troubling situation. But you just take those crumbs. If they got in the prison system, if you could just get this, if you could just get on this radio station, hallelujah, and get the word from the Lord in spite of whatever is going on in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say to yourself, I'm about to get desperate. Yes, I'm about to get desperate. Yes, I want the Lord to move in my situation like the Syrophoenician woman, and I'm going to feel the deliverance. And when the woman said the crumbs was enough for her, the Lord said, be it unto you as you ask. Glory to God. God will do it for you. Yes, he will. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God stores up success for the upright. Yes, he does. That's what he does. God will bless his faithful followers with understanding, with righteousness, with justice, with an integrity. He wants to protect your way. I said God wants to protect your way. Who am I talking to tonight? God's about to protect your way. Because I know that you feel like you're in distress. You're walking on thorny and treacherous roads. Ah, glory to God. But God's got some benefits with your name on it. All you need is just a little bit. All you need is just a little bit. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. My despair, my distress, Jesus will hear you when you're in despair and distress. I'm reminded of the book of Exodus when God calls Moses. He says, Moses, he said, the reason I'm coming down is because of the cry of my people by reason of their taskmasters. Something that's trying to hold them down. Something that's trying to beat them down. Trying to beat the life out of you. Who am I talking to tonight? You in crisis. And something that help is trying to beat the life out of you. Those finances is trying to beat the life out of you. Those relationships are trying to beat the life out of you. Jesus said, the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life, and that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Do like Jairus, don't be afraid. Do like the Syrophoenician woman in desperation. Don't take whatever it is that God gives you and live in that. I lived in Psalms 1. I did. I lived in it. When I first started my ministry, I lived in Psalms 1. And the Bible tells me, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. Yes, I took that, and I believe God's word. I wouldn't even listen to my own negative counsel. Anything that was negative that I would say about myself, I say what the Lord has said about me, that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. You might be having health problems, but you tell your body, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Yes, you're in that place now. You're in that place. Yes, I know that crisis and that tsunami of your life is trying to run you over. But God said he'll establish your going. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. The steps, Psalms 23, of the good man are ordered by the Lord. That's faith talking. Faith says God is ordering my steps. He's telling me what to do. I'm following his instructions, and he's got victory for me. Hallelujah. In the place of despair, in the place of desperation, and even in my distress, even in extreme anxiety and sorrow and pain and agony and heartbreak and anguish, God's got something for you. Hallelujah. Don't you envy people. Don't you do it, because God's got something for you. Yes, he does. He's got deliverance for you in this place of crisis. I'm going to be free today. Yes, stand fast. Galatians 5 says, stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made us free. And don't you be entangled again with this yoke of bondage. Don't you take on that mess. Get that mess out of your mind. Renew your thought pattern. That's what faith does. Faith helps me to renew my thoughts. Yes, it does. It helps me to establish not my own righteousness, but to establish the righteousness of God. I hear the word of faith, and I move because it's being revealed to me in my life. Who am I talking to? God's about to change it. He's about to fix this crisis in your life. You're about to be free. You're about to come out of it. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. You're going to be made free in the name of Jesus, just like Jairus, just like the Syrophoenician woman, just like the centurion who loved his servant. Yes, he did. He said, Lord, you ain't even got to come to my house. All you got to do is speak a word. That's all. Just speak a word, and my dynamics will change. My situation will change. My narrative will change. My paradigm will change. Everything will change. My life will change. Lord, if you just speak a word, who needs a word from the Lord? Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Yes, even in crisis. Oh, my God, come here, Noah. I need you to build a boat. It's because there's about to come a crisis on the earth. Yes, it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Folks is about to die. But what's killing everybody else is going to rise you above. Hallelujah. Yes, things might be killing. Corona tried to kill a whole lot of people, but some folks it didn't kill. Hallelujah. And I was one of them. I got a testimony that I was in the hospital with corona, but the Lord, the COVID virus, I had that virus. And here it is that God raised me up. Hallelujah. COVID ain't take me out, and COVID won't take you out. Stroke won't take you out. Huh? Heart attacks won't take you out. You believe God. I'm speaking to somebody. I want to speak to your life tonight. I know you in a crisis. I know you in that hospital, and you think that it's over. I might as well just quit. This body just keep breaking down. But you got to believe God that he can heal. He a healer. He healed you before. He'll do it again. He's mend relationships before. He'll mend them again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hear the word of faith. Endure Don't you give up. Don't you quit, Jesus. Jesus was in crisis. He was in crisis. He was on the cross. They beat him, beloved. All night they beat him. They pulled his beard out. They put nails in his hands and in his feet. Yes, they did. They beat him, beloved. They did. He was in crisis. He hung on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he did. Our Savior did. Even in the midst of crisis, he prayed. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm telling you, in crisis, cry out to God. In crisis, he cried out, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. That means, Lord, why have you forsaken me? He still, in the midst of his crisis, called on his God. That's what you got to do. Call on Jesus. In times of faith, be like the woman with the issue of blood. Be like the children of Israel who was in bondage for 400 years. Be like they was when they were in Babylon and they cried out. And in 70 years, God said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to deliver you. Yes, I got a good future and a hope for you. God got a future and a hope for you. I'm closing.
Yes, I'm going.
I just want you to know that we're going to be able to make it through this crisis. Because we serve a God that's greater than crisis.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But you got to use your faith in this moment. You got to use your faith in this time so that you can move forward. How do I'm going to use my faith? I'm going to use my faith in despair because my God is greater than despair. I'm going to use faith in desperation, because my God is greater than desperation. I'm going to use my faith in distress, because my God is greater than distress. Whatever circumstances, whatever situation, you might be dealing with all of them. You might be having despair, distress, and desperation. But I want you to know that greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. I'm done tonight. I pray that something was said that'll help you to live your life in a greater way. God wants us to win, beloved. We are not losers. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:35. We're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You victorious. You triumphant. Whatever it is that you're going through, the Bible says, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Don't you know you are a winner? Hallelujah. Your faith will take you through. Then you coming out. Hallelujah. And not that way. You coming out. They're going to see the blood-stained banner on your life that God is living. You got a testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm done tonight. Glory to God. I'm going to close on that. I just want you to know it ain't no crisis. There's nothing that you can't go through that God won't deliver you from. Many, according to Psalms 34:19, are the afflictions of the righteous. But God, hallelujah, he'll deliver us from them all. Write those scriptures down. You fight the good fight of faith. Don't you give up. That's Brother Brown got that song. I wouldn't change it for no other time. This means war. Sick of the devil pushing and shoving the people of God around like they some. No! Have a standard tonight.
Walk on water.
Walk on water. And then when them waves and winds start walking on water. Jesus, is that you? And if he tell you to come, come right on out in that water. Whatever trials and waves that you got in you, you walk right through it. Hallelujah. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor May, for that word on tonight. Faith through crisis. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, we got to go through this thing. And the key word is faith. That's what's going to get us through. Stand on our faith in God Not the situation, not what man says, but what God said, what his word said. We got to stand on his word.
Yes.
And you can't stand on God's word if you don't know his word. So you got to know God's word. You got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to know who he is. And you got to know God, his Father, the Creator. You got to know who he is, and you got to know his word. You got to, the word of God said, hide my word in you. You got to hide the word of God in you. So when this situation come up in your life, did you know how to pull that word out and let that word through faith work on your behalf? So thank you so much, Pastor Roy, for this powerful word on tonight. I was blessed and inspired by this word. I know that I was not the only one. I know that those that are dialing on tonight was blessed by and encouraged by this word as well. The word of God said his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for to do, for it to do, because he knew who was going to be listening on tonight. He is all-knowing. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. He's not present. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows who was going to be listening, who we all stand in need of. So thank you for being obedient, Pastor May, on tonight, for delivering this word. It's going to be a blessing to somebody. It's going to help someone get through whatever this situation they're in right now. Those that might be comfortable behind prison bars. Those that are in hospital rooms, those that are in rehabilitation centers, but those may be grieving because of loss of a loved one. God is going to see you through because of your faith. And your faith is going to help push you through whatever you're going through, that you're going to come out with the victory. Thank you, Pastor Ron May, for this word on tonight. Before we go open up the phone lines, once again, we want to keep in prayer the following people. I forgot to mention, we want to keep in prayer Brother Robert Mitchell III, we're going to keep his father lifted up in prayer. Rob Mitchell Sr. from Ottawa, Michigan. He's here in Detroit, in Michigan. He had cataract surgery on his eyes. So he's with his daughter. I think she's going to drive him back to Ottawa, Michigan on Tuesday. But we want to keep Brother Rob Mitchell Sr. in prayer. We want to keep his son, Rob Mitchell III, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church as well. We want to keep him in prayer. Also, again, we want to keep our sister in Christ, a faithful member of Peace and Goodwill. She's on the line tonight, Sister Cheryl Doss. Again, she suffered a stroke, and then she also had a stent put in so they can monitor her heart for the next few years. But she's in rehab at the St. John's Hospital right now. Also, we want to keep Betty Cox, the wife of the late Deacon Marvin Cox. She was a faithful member. A man of God who always delivered God's word and shared inspirational points on this worldwide platform for the last 5 years. He made his heavenly transition in March of this year, but she suffered a stroke as well, and then she had a fall this week, so she's in rehabilitation also at the St. John's Hospital. We keep in prayer all those that have lost loved ones, all those that are sick and afflicted. Again, we want to keep my aunt Lily Mae King in prayer. She's now going through chemo and radiation again. Her husband, my uncle Malachi, had heart issues. He's home now, thank God. And also my aunt, my uncle Hope down in Marion, Alabama, they found out he had lung cancer. We want to continue to keep Aunt Essie Tutt down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Keep her in prayer. My cousin Marianne King, who also is in rehabilitation at the hospital now down in Greensboro, North Carolina. We thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. So we want to keep all these people lifted up in prayer as we get ready to close out for tonight. So I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor May on tonight regarding this message, or if you just want to give a word of encouragement, if you have been blessed by this word, the phone lines are open now. Praise the Lord. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Good evening. Good evening, Brother Brown. Good evening, Brother Brown and Pastor Ron. Pastor Ron, I want to thank you for that wonderful lesson on faith, because having faith during a crisis is very critical. So my question is, it could be short, how can we as a Christian build up our faith so that when things happen to us, we won't get all bent out of shape?
You got to begin to just make sure that you study in the Word of God. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you spend time as you pray
as you study the Word of God, quiet yourself and listen for the voice of God. And then when those times of despair and distress and challenges come, that word will come upon your heart and your mind, and it'll cause you to be able to stand in difficult times. You hear me? So you
yes.
make sure that you continue with your personal devotion. Do that. Do it daily. The Bible says, watch this. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, ungodly folk always bringing crisis to your life. So we don't listen to what they say. We make sure that we are meditating on that word day and night, so that when the crisis comes, you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Let me tell you something. A tree that's planted by a river of water is not going to be moved. It might bend. It might swing, but it ain't going to be unrooted. Hallelujah. And I want to give that to you tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Amen.
You be blessed. And you stay rooted.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Grant Walker. This daughter, St. James. That's Sister Grant Walker from this daughter, St. James Baptist Church. She's a faithful listener. She's always either asking a wonderful question that's going to be a blessing to the listeners, or she's always give my guests awesome words of encouragement. The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Glory be to God. I thank God that the word went forth, because everything that proceeded out of the prophet's mouth was confirmation to me. And I thank God that I'm in a desperate place, that I'm screaming out, I'm hollering out, I'm chasing after the things of God. I thank God that when the stroke occurred, it did not purchase my memory, such as movement. It did on one side, but I still thank God that I'm still here today. I can open my mouth. It didn't stricken me from speaking. It didn't stricken me from my cognitive mindset. It didn't stricken me from anything, but the only thing it did this weekend, the right side, and I know it's nobody but God. And I want to say this to my big brother. I thank you. I thank God for using you. Bless you. I love you and my sister. Brother Brown, you know I love you deeply. I just thank God that I'm not where I used to be, but I thank God he has me moving. So I thank God for this word. And my prayer is that God blesses you, your wife, Brother Brown, our pastor. I call him Bishop.
That's our Bishop. That is our Bishop.
Above all, that we can even act or even think of, I ask God that he will blow a fresh wind from the east, west, south and north wind. Just remember, you all are the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. Know that God is pleased with everything that comes out of you all's mouth. And I love you all, and there's nothing y'all can do about it.
Amen.
We love you too. We love you too. So you do. Don't you worry.
God's going to raise you up. Let me pray for it right quick, Brother Brown. I got to do it. Father, I just thank you. If you don't mind. Father, I thank you. I know it's we over time. Father, I thank you. I just ask you just to raise my sister, touch her body, touch the right side of her body, Lord. I pray that her faculties will be well. Lord, I pray, Lord, where we can't go, your word can. Where we can't move, your word can. Move on her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, this isn't a demand. This is your children asking. And you said anything that we ask in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, you'll do it. I want this daughter to be a miracle. She is a miracle. She's been walking like a miracle. Do it for him, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We believe that by faith. It is so. It's all by faith. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for praying.
Yes, sir.
The Lord of God said, about two or three are talking and agreeing that he be in the midst.
Yes.
He gets the fervent prayers of the
righteous.
Yes, he did. Much. So we just standing on the word of God. We stand on the word of our faith. Thank you, Pastor.
I love those who know the word. I love those who know the word.
Amen. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. I'm giving you another chance. The phone lines are still open. Anyone else before we close out?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes.
Yes, I really enjoyed that word tonight. And
bless
please,
you.
Y'all, pray for my family. We got a lot of sickness in our family. But you know what? We got God on our side.
That's it.
Amen.
Use your faith, sis. Use your faith, sis. Use your faith. Your faith can heal your family. You got to be like Cornelius. Cornelius got saved and sanctified, and his whole house got whole. Do that.
That's right.
You got that power in you.
Amen.
Oh,
my
God.
Thank you,
Pastor. I'm sorry, Brother Brown. I feel like ministering tonight.
Amen. That's what this ministry is all about. That's Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. So thank you, Sister
Praise
Mary
God.
Ann King. You all keep the faith, and we're just going to keep lifting up each other in prayer. And we're going to keep praying for each other, and we're going to keep continuing to encourage one another in God's word. So that being
that's
said, we are out of time. So I'm not even going to close out in prayer. Know that I love you all. Know that God loves you even more. So as I always say, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it like that, we know God is being good. So until the next time, be blessed of the Lord. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Yes,
good night,
Brother Brown. Love you, man. Yeah.
Love you, too. God bless you.
Good night.
You.